Friends, up till now, we have seen three chapters. One is a merger, second one is acquisition, and third one is a comparison between or a distinction between mergers and acquisition. Now, the important chapter, like merger and acquisition, will be a takeover. Now, you will ask me what is the difference between the merger, acquisition and takeover. That also we will see in the year. But takeover is something different than the acquisition. Though it is similar to acquisition, takeover has got certain distinct qualities. So, to understand the concept of takeover, classify various types of takeovers, then evaluate the defensive measures, including the poison pill. What is poison pill? This is very important. Okay. Then understanding the squeeze out mechanics, and under the Companies Act, these are some of the objective of our discussion. Therefore, our presentation will consist of some important segments like that, the types of takeover, legal takeover, business takeover, reverse takeover, black chip takeover, strategies to thwart the takeover, and the common types of poison pills, squeeze out and case study, limited, right? The takeover, what is meant by the takeover? Takeover refers to a process by which one company or individual or group acquires the control over another company by obtaining a substantial portion of its voting shares or otherwise securing the right to influence its management and policy. That is called takeover. As far as Indian context is concerned, the takeover is governed by SEBI, RBI, Companies Act, Competition Act, and various SEBI Act, Foreign Exchange Management Act, and non-debt instrument rules. For large transactions, Competition Commission clearance is required. Now, let us understand what are the types of takeover once you understand the takeover, right? So, first one is a friendly takeover. Friendly takeover means when an acquirer approaches the target company or its board or controlling the shareholders with mutually beneficial proposal for acquisition, the board supports the offer, facilitates the due diligence, and recommends the acceptance of the shareholders. That is called friendly takeover. This is common in India. For example, acquisition of Mindtree by Larsen & Toubro in 2019 started with open market operations or open market purchases, but the transitioned into a board-supported process. Next one will be the hostile takeover. Now, friendly takeover we have seen. Hostile takeover means it occurs when the acquirer attempts to gain a control without any consent from or cooperation of the target company's board or promoters. This involves open market purchase, triggering an open offer, and making a competing offer during the another acquisition process. This is very rarely happens in India because of high promoter stake, right? Next one will be direct takeover. Direct takeover involves acquiring shares or voting rights of the target company itself, either through on-market purchase or via stock exchange, or off-market negotiated deals with significant shareholders. This is direct takeover. In indirect takeover, when acquirer gains the control of the target by acquiring its parent or holding company, acquiring its parent or by holding collectively. So indirectly, if you acquire the parent company or any holding company, then indirectly its a child company will have the control of acquirer. Now, management buyout. Management buyout is where the target company exists of existing management acquires a control interest or often backed by the private equity funding. The key drivers in India is a succession planning in family-run business, disinvestment by parent companies, or turnaround strategies. That is the management buyout. Next one will be leveraged buyout. Leveraged buyout, which is also called as LBO, substantial debt finance acquisition, with the target company's assets or a future cash flow serving as a collateral. Okay, in Indian consideration, leverage buyouts are limited by the domestic lending restrictions, external commercial borrowing that may be used under FEMA compliant routes for certain sectors. Now, distressed takeover. What is distressed takeover? Distressed takeover means acquisition of financially stressed or insolvent company under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, IBC. Then reverse takeover. Reverse takeover means smaller and unlisted company. They acquire larger or listed company and merges into it, effectively becoming the listed company without going to the IPO, because IPO process, there is a long time required. Okay, there is a lengthy process. But if already a small company is acquiring a large company and large company is not listed, then automatically the large company, where it is taking longer time for the listing, it automatically getting listed company when the small company take over this large company. Okay. Now Black Flip takeover. Black Flip takeover, acquirer becomes a subsidiary. If you are acquiring, you becomes a subsidiary of the target for acquisition. This is often for brand value, licensing advantage, or customer contract. Okay. Then cross-border takeover. Cross-border takeover acquisition involves foreign acquirers or target. There is requirement of follow-up of strictly rule under FEMA, Foreign Exchange Management Act, under which there is a sectoral CRAP, ISIC guidelines and approval requirement is provided. Now, statutory and regulatory takeover. The takeover resulting from the government mandate or regulator directly transactions. So, the best example of the statutory or regulatory takeover is mergers between the public sector banks and banks directed by the government of India. Legal takeover, regulatory framework. Legal takeover or takeovers or regulatory frameworks in India. In this case, primary legislation and authority is Security and Exchange Board of India. Companies Act 2013, Competition Act 2002, Foreign Exchange Management Act 1999, and Non-Debt Instrument NDI Rules 2019. SEBI Delisting Act, okay, delisting equity shares. Then key regulatory triggers under SAST. Now, key regulatory triggers. Now, 25% trigger. 25 trigger means what? Acquisition of 25% or more of the voting rights in listed company requires mandatory open offer. And control trigger means acquisition or control, even without reaching to 25%, including the rights to appoint the majority of the directors or influence the policy, also triggers an open offer. Then creeping acquisition means shareholders holding more than or equal to 25% but below the maximum permissible non-public shareholding, usually it is 75%, may acquire up to 5% of additional voting rights in a financial year without triggering an open offer. So minimum offer size is also another point, where at least 26% of the total shares of the target company must be offered to public shares. And offer pricing is always based on the higher of the volume weighted average price, that is VWAP, for preceding 60 trading days. Highest negotiated price or highest price paid by the acquirer in the preceding 26 weeks. Now, procedural steps. How acquisition takes place. Procedural thing. One, there should be a public announcement, which is called PA. And this is to be made on the day of agreeing to acquire the shares control. Thereafter, it is followed by detailed public statement, that is DPS. Detailed public statement should be issued within 5 working days of public announcement, detailing terms and conditions, which is followed by the letter of offer, LOVF. This is sent to the shareholders after the SEBI comments. Then, tendering period. Minimum 10 working days via stock exchange tendering mechanism is the minimum period. Minimum 10 working days period should be provided. Then escrow transaction, cash deposit of at least 25% of the first 500 crores of the offer consideration plus 10% of the balance should be kept in escrow arrangement, should be escrow account. Then payment and settlement. Within 10 working days after the offer is closed, this payment has to be settled. Now, board conduct during the offer period. Now, during the offer period, board of the target must maintain a neutrality during the offer period. Neutrality. And independent director committee must publish a recommendation on offer of shareholders. Without shareholders' approval via special resolution postal ballot, the board cannot issue new securities, enter into material contract, sell or lease or encumber any material assets, or undertake buyback or declare the extraordinary dividend. Then exemption from the open offer obligation. What are the exemption in open offer? Inter se promoters transfer, court or NCLT approved scheme for arrangement, acquisition under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, that is IBC, right issue, acquisition of the shares as security by lenders in the ordinary course. These are some of the cases which are exempted from open offer requirement. Now, competition law requirement. Competition law is requirement is asset turnout test has to be undertaken. Then deal value threshold applies if the transaction value exceeds rupees 2000 crores and the target has a substantial business operation in India. Then green channel route is automatic approval for combination with no horizontal, vertical, or complementary overlaps. Then cross-border takeovers. Cross-border takeovers subject to FEMA, NDI rule, and the sectoral caps, technology and process improvement, stock exchange trading mechanism, system-driven disclosure, automates the continuous disclosure of the shareholding changes to the SEBI and exchanges, and online escrow and e-settlement. Penalties for non-compliance. Non-compliance with the takeover regulation can result into monetary penalties under SEBI Act, direction to make the delayed open offer, debarment from the accessing the capital market, prosecution in extreme cases of fraudulent or manipulative conduct. Now let us understand about the business takeover. Business takeover may be the strategic or operational angle. From this angle, we have to see. Business takeover means the acquisition of enterprises or a substantial part of it with the intent of gaining the operational control, market access, technology, or other strategic advantage. In India, business takeovers can be executed through the different structure, each with a distinct regulatory, tax, and operational simplification. The strategic move often include diversification, vertical or horizontal integration, access to the technology, and market entry and financial turnout. Now, share purchase. The most common route for the business takeovers for acquiring the entity is the share of the target company, which gives the proportionate ownership and control right. Under the primary acquisition, the acquirer subscribes to the new shares issued by the target. This injects fresh capital into business. Secondary acquisition is the acquirer purchases the existing share from the current shareholders or from the promoter stake sale or block trade. The example will be to understand better Adani Group's acquisition of majority stake in Ambuja Cements and ACC through the share purchase with Holcim in 2022. Asset purchase or slump sale. The acquirer purchases the specific business unit or the entire undertaking of the target without acquiring the legal entity is called is also another method of acquisition or takeover, right? The slump sale is defined under Income Tax Act as a transfer of whole undertaking for a slump sale consideration without assigning individual value to assets and liabilities. Business transfer agreement. Now, business transfer agreement is a contractual agreement where the entire business undertaking is transferred as a going concern. This is common in manufacturing sector, and the advantage of it is it allows the transfer of goodwill, brand, and employees in a single transaction, right? Now, the scheme of arrangement and amalgamation. What is meant by it? A court or National Company Law Tribunal approved a plan for merging, demerging, or transferring the business assets is the scheme under which the shares can be transferred or it can be takeover. Joint venture with a gradual takeover. Now, joint venture with a gradual takeover means acquirer initially takes a minority stake and later on increases its holding to gain the complete control. That is called joint venture and gradual takeover. Now, distressed assets takeover. This is as per under the IBC or a debt restructuring. Distressed assets, the acquirer buys the business through the insolvency resolution process or lender-driven restructuring. IBC route advantage is that it is a clean slate on the past liabilities, right? Now, cross-border business takeover. Indian companies may acquiring the overseas business or foreign companies taking over an Indian entities is covered under cross-border business takeover. Tata Motors' acquisition of the Jaguar and Land Rover, which is UK-based, is the best example of the cross-border takeover. Technology and system and modern business takeover. The execution and integration of the takeovers are now heavily supported by virtual data rooms, VDRs, artificial intelligence-based contract review tools, ERP integration platform, regulatory e-filing portal, and automated compliance monitoring system. Now let us understand reverse takeover. Reverse takeover means, it is also known as reverse merger. Reverse takeover or reverse merger or backdoor listing. This is a form of acquisition in which smaller or unlisted company acquires a controlling stake in a larger or listed company. Larger or listed company, effectively taking control and often gaining access to public market without undergoing a traditional initial public offer. The objective, what is the objective of this? Objective of reverse takeover is market access. It's a speed, it is faster than IPO. Then cost efficiency, where low compliance and marketing costs compared to IPO. Then strategic synergy and regulatory arbitrage. In some cases, it is easier for the compliance. Process of reverse takeover in India. The reverse takeover process in India typically involves the steps like as one, identification of target listed company, negotiation and agreement with that company, then share purchase and subscription, then business injection, regulatory approval, rebranding of the structuring. Regulatory framework in India consists of SEBI, issue of capital and disclosure requirement regulation, SEBI, substantial regulatory shareholders, regulatory shares and takeover regulation 2011. Companies Act 2013, Section 232-232, SEBI LODR Regulation 2015 for requiring the disclosure of all the material event change in the control and corporate governance, Foreign Exchange Management Act, FEMA for the FDI sectoral cap, pricing guidelines apply if the acquirer is a foreign entity, Competition Act of India, clearance is required if the assets and turnover thresholds are exceeding. Now let us understand backflip takeover. Backflip takeover means it is an unconventional acquisition strategy. Unconventional acquisition strategy in which acquiring company becomes a subsidiary of the target company after the transaction. Generally, this is very rarely happens. But for doing this, the objective is brand leverage, to use the stronger market reputation or a brand equity of the target company. Then market listing benefit, okay? Then customer perception, to preserve the customer's trust, and regulatory and political sensitivity. How Blackpip takeover works? How it works? Blackpips. Backflips. Takeover works. First stage is identification of target. The acquirer identifies the target with a stronger market identity, listing advantage, and strategic market presence. Then acquisition funding. Acquiring company uses cash, shares, or mix of purchase controlling intent in the target. Then corporate restructuring. The acquirer is folded into target corporate structure, making the target the official parent company. Official parent company. Target company becomes parent company. And brand and market transition operation may be integrated, but the target's name and market identity are retained for business advantage. Regulatory framework for this will be SEBI Act, then Companies Act 2013, then SEBI LODR regulation, Companies Act 2002, FEMA regulation is applicable here. Strategy to thwart the takeover. Sometimes what happens, you know, company is getting targeted to take over another company, but another company doesn't want to merge or take over by other company. So that company, target company, has to thwart, has to throw the offer, such offer of takeover. So they apply certain strategies, and that strategy consists of one, pre-offer preventive strategy. In pre-offer preventive strategy, what happens? Promoter holding consolidation, increasing the promoter's equity stake to make hostile acquisition financially impracticable. Next, strategic alliance and cross-holding, forming the mutual shareholding agreement or arrangement with the friendly companies or group entities. Then golden shares or differential voting rights, issuing the shares with the higher voting power to promoters and the lower voting rights to the public shareholders. Then employee stock option, entire stock ownership plan, ESOPs. Then amending the article of association. Then lock-in agreement with the key stakeholders. Then this is prior to when company knows that we are getting acquired by somebody, take over by somebody. These preventive steps they will take. Now, post-offer, despite that offer is received, then after offer, what would be the strategy of the company to avoid the takeover? There is a number one, white knight. White knight means seeking friendly company to acquire a controlling stake in place of the hostile bidder. Instead of that person, some other person which is a friendly, they can take the controlling stake. Number one, which is called as white knight. Then white square. White square means inducing a friendly investor to purchase a significant but non-controlling stake to block the hostile acquirer. Then crown jewel defense. Crown jewel defense means selling or spinning off the valuable assets to make the company less attractive to the bidder. Okay, then Pac-Man defense. Pac-Man defense means what? Target company making counter offer to acquire the hostile bidder itself. So these are some of the things. Then litigation and regulatory delays. Filing complaint with the SEBI, CCI, NCLT. Okay, and capital structure changes. Issuing a preference share, convertible debentures, right issue, selectively dilute the hostile bidder stake. Now let us understand, these are the some of the steps to thwart the bid of acquisition. Now, there will be one instrument called poison pill. Poison pill means, the concept of poison pill means, a poison pill is defensive tactics. It is nothing but it is defensive tactics designed to make the company less attractive or prohibitively expensive for the hostile acquirer. Globally, poison pill often involves issuing new shares, right share, convertible and securities, and dilute the stake of the hostile bidder if they acquire a certain threshold of the shares without board consent. In India, however, poison pills in the classic US form are rare because regulatory constraint, promoters' dominance, judicial governance, and certain common types of poison pills, which are, even though the classic Delaware-style poison pill is not prevalent, some variations adapted to Indian law that can be considered. Flip-in poisoning pill. What is a flip-in poisoning pill? Existing shareholders, excluding the acquirer, they are granted the right to buy the additional share at significant discount if any shareholder crosses the predetermined ownership threshold, that is 20 to 25%. By doing so, what will happen? It dilutes the hostile acquirer's stake and makes the further acquisition costly. Now, flip over poison pill. Earlier, what we have seen? Flip in poison pill. Now, flip over poison pill. In flip over poison pill, stakeholder of the target can buy shares of acquiring company at a discounted price after the takeover. What happens with this? These debtors, acquirers, by threatening the dilution of their own equity post acquisition. Now, preferred stock plan. Preferred stock plan means what? The issue the preferred shares with the special right triggered during the hostile bid, such as veto power, higher voting rights, or redemption as a high price, right? Then employee stock option plan. Large allocation of the stock options to the employees. Vesting immediately if hostile takeovers occurs. What happens with this? It creates an aligned shareholder base resistant to the hostile change in the control. Now, voting right plan. Voting right plan is a differential voting rights, DVR. Differential voting rights shares are issued to friendly shareholders, promoters, allowing them to retain the control even with the reduced economic ownership. What will happen after doing this? It will prevent the acquirer from obtaining the voting control despite the substantial share purchase. Now, squeeze out. The squeeze out is a something different concept. A squeeze out, this is also called as a freeze out. This is a post-acquisition strategy where the acquiring shareholders force the minority shareholders to sell their shares and thereby enabling the acquirer to obtain full ownership of the target company. In India, squeeze outs are primarily governed by Companies Act 2013, SEBI, Substantial Acquisition of Shares and Takeover Regulation 2011, and SEBI, Delisting of Equity Shares Regulation 2021. Then, methods of squeeze out in India. Compulsory acquisition under Section 236. Ownership of 90% or equal, more than 90% or equal equity. Price determined by the independent SEBI registered valuer, considering the market price, earning, book value, and other factors. Payment made in cash to the minority shareholders, and the shares are transferred to their majority holders. Then delisting followed by the buyout. Acquirer seeks to delist the company by purchasing the remaining public shares also through RBB. Once delisted, minority shareholders can be brought out through the private agreement or court NCLT approved schemes. Scheme of arrangement of amalgamation, reduction in the share capital, strategic rationale for the squeeze out. Under the strategic rationale, there will be a complete ownership control, there will be operational flexibility, there will be restructuring freedom, there will be a cost saving, there will be access to 100% profit. Now, the risk and challenges in India. Valuation dispute is one of the risk. Regulatory scrutiny, second risk. Minority shareholder activism, where the institutional investors, retail investors association and proxy advisory firms may resist the unfair offers. Then public perception aggressively squeeze out may damage the company's reputation. Technology and market development. Technology and market development consist of electronic voting, online and online reverse booking, reverse book building, valuation software and artificial intelligence tool, public disclosure portal on SEBI and Ministry of Commerce Affairs and websites. And now we will see one or two case study in brief to conclude. Now, Adani NDTV in 2022, this is an example of indirect acquisition or control trigger. What happened? New Delhi Television Limited, that is NDTV, is one of the India's leading news media companies. In August 2022, the Adani Group, through its subsidiary Vishwa Pradhan Commercial Private Limited, that is VCPL, announced the step that effectively gave it to controlling interest in NDTV without directly buying the shares from promoters at the outset. This move becomes a landmark example of indirect acquisition and triggering the SEBI's takeover code provision. Transaction structure, that what we have discussed. Now, acquisition by Adani Group in 2022, Adani Group acquired VCPL, thus indirectly acquiring the right to convert the warrants into equity in RRPR, is another company, and exercising this right, VCPL, now Adani Control, sought and acquired 99.99% of RRPR. So RRPR in turn is holding 29.18% of NDTV's equity, making VCPL, that is Adani Group's indirect owner of significant NDTV stake. Regulatory trigger under this, you can very well go through it. And in this case, the Adani Group, by acquiring the VCPL and subsequently converting the warrants in the RRPR, indirectly obtained the control over 29.18% of the NDTV voting rights. This triggered the obligation to make an open offer. The open offer was Adani Group announced an open offer for 26% of NDTV equity at rupees 294 per share, amounting approximately 492.8 crores. The offer price was in line with SAST. The open offer faced resistance from NDTV promoters, who initially claimed that any such a share transfer requires SEBI approval. However, the Adani Group maintained that the takeover was compliant with the SEBI rules. The open offer closed in December 2022. The Adani Group total stake NDTV after the process was over 37%, making it single largest shareholder. By December 2022, Royce also sold most of the remaining stake to the Adani Group, increasing its holding to over 64% by early 2023. With this example, we conclude our discussion on takeover. Thank you very much.